AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Freddie Gray will be buried today, more than a week after his death from a spinal cord injury, suffered sometime after being taken into custody by Baltimore police.
I will trust.
During today's funeral, his stepfather, Richard Shipley, read from a poem written by Gray's family.
The tears I've cried for you could flood the earth, and I know you have wiped each one away. For you, brother, I promise you this. I will go on with my life and make you proud.
Baltimore police say they will send their report on the investigation of Gray's death to the state attorney's office on Friday. Meanwhile, police also say they've received a credible threat that members of three gangs have formed a partnership against the police. Loretta Lynch has been sworn in as Attorney General. Jerry Boatlander has more.
It's about time.
Vice President Joe Biden administered the oath to Lynch, who becomes the 83rd Attorney General after her long-delayed confirmation by the Senate.
My heart is full.
Lynch is the first African-American woman to hold the post.
We can restore trust and faith, both in our laws and in those of us who enforce them.
Lynch thanked her parents for repeatedly stressing to her that no goal is out of reach. Jerry Boatlander, Washington.
A Green Beret unit that was in Nepal before the earthquake hit is staying as part of the U.S. relief effort there. Pentagon spokesman Steve Warren says the plane the soldiers flew in on is standing by to help.
That aircraft was preparing to leave. However, it has now been remissioned, and it will stay on for an additional 48 hours and be prepared to evacuate any American citizens who have been injured and are in need of evacuation.
Some 4,000 people are known dead since the 7.8 magnitude quake hit on Saturday. This is AP Radio News. West Coast ports are hit with another strike. AP's Matt Small reports this time truck drivers walk off the job.
Today's strike at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach comes after a weekend vote from the Teamsters. And while it isn't yet clear just how many voted in favor of the walkout, a complete shutdown of port business isn't expected. The union says drivers have been the victims of persistent wage theft from employers because they're treated as independent contractors instead of employees. But the trucking companies insist the unhappy truckers are only a vocal minority, and a work stoppage could be disastrous while the industry still recovers from a recent dock worker strike. I'm Matt Small.
Parents of Colorado theater shooter James Holmes, part of the crowd in the suburban Denver courthouse today where Holmes' death penalty trial is getting underway. He admits to killing 12 people and wounding 70 others in a theater nearly 3 years ago. He's pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.